Somebody might fall down and break his
neck.
Okay, these are all my
teeth.
One.
Tooth.
And the fleshy part.
Gums.
Okay. This is my
hand.
I got two.
Hands.
And this is the
palm.
Makeup.
Fist.
I have two.
Fist.
Okay. What about a place where two bones meet? That's a
joint.
And the upper part of a man's body.
Chest.
He has broad
shoulders.
Okay. And this is my right
leg.
And that's my right
foot.
And I have two
feet.
Okay. What about this part right here? If you bump it, it really stings.
Shin.
Mm-hmm. You say you have two
shins.
Alright. What about this part of your leg?
Thigh.
Alright. Now, if I, you know, like a catcher in baseball, he gets down like this, you say he's what?
Crouch.
Anything else?
I don't know.
Would you ever say he's squatting?
That's quiet.
Have you ever heard this part of the leg that I asked you about called the haunches?
Mm-mm.
What about the hunkers?
Mm-mm.
Okay, you probably haven't heard anybody say so-and-so is hunkering down to mean he's squatting down. Okay. All right, this expression, you might say about somebody, well, he's been sick for a long time. He's up and around now, but he still looks a little
pale.
Okay.
Ill.
Did you ever use puny or peaked?
I don't use it, but I've heard puny or peaked.
Okay. Alright, this word, if you're talking about a man who's able to lift very heavy weights, you say he's very
strong.
Now, the word stout, have you ever heard it used in that context? He's a very stout person, meaning he's very strong.
No, I mean fat.
Okay. A person who always has a smile on his face and has nice things to say about people, you say he's very what?
Has a good disposition. He's very complimentary.
Okay. And a young boy who has a tendency to bump into things, knock over things, he's very...
Clumsy.
Okay. About somebody who's always doing things that don't make any sense. You say he's just a...
He's stupid.
Or he's just a plain...
Idiot.
What about the word fool there?
I was taught that was wrong.
Huh.
By that's what you call people fools.
There's something in the Bible.
Okay. And not, yeah, one of the same things. I can't remember.
It's something like you who called his brother a fool is in danger of hell.
Yes.
A person who has a lot of money, but he likes to hold on to it. He's a...
miser?
Yeah, anything else?
Film picture?
You ever hear Tidewalk?
Tidewalk, yeah.
Now, if I use this word common about a person, say, she's a very common girl. What would that mean to you?
It could mean a couple things. A common, I suppose, is...
She's a very common sort of person.
Oh, she's just an average, round-the-mill person.
Would it ever be derogatory?
Yeah.
How so?
It could mean that she engages in affairs with me.
Yes. Okay, low upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
How would you use that?
I don't think I will.
Okay. This expression, talk about an older person, maybe in his 90s, but he's still able to get around. Maybe he cooks for himself, does a little work in the garden, maybe. You might say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty.
Active.
Okay. You hear spry or hurt?
I've heard spry. Spry, yes.
Alright, this word, if the children are out a little later than usual, the wife might say, well, I don't suppose anything's wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...